The other thing that was sent around to Clubland as well was this massive email from AFL headquarters and Gillon McLachlan on the return to train and return to play protocols. I've got a copy of it in front of me. It's 40-odd pages, extremely detailed. I'll run through some of these things here. Now, you thought there's a number of people who think players are pampered princesses, prima donnas, princes, all the rest of it. They will have to adhere to some of the strictest protocols to get this season underway that any member of society will, to be honest. Clubs as well, I'm reading from this memo now, must maintain a register of all people coming and going from the club with their phone numbers, times and dates to assist with any positive cases. Obviously, everyone must have the COVID Safe app installed. Social distancing, there's designated drinking stations we've been seeing this morning at clubs like North Melbourne as well. So there's social distancing at all times when not training. Obviously, they're training in groups of eight or fewer at the moment. They are showering three times a day at the club. And just on that, the players must shower and change into their training gear at home before leaving to go to the club. They must bring that change of clothes as well. So they change straight into their change of clothes, cannot hang around the club once they've finished training and leave immediately. They must come and go in their own vehicle, and they can have a maximum of one passenger who must also be a player or on that approved staff member list of 25, which is the cap that can work in the clubs at the moment. No public transport, obviously, no ride share as well. So one passenger only. As I say, they must shower before they get there, shower three times when they get there as well. The players are coming in staggered waves at the moment today, first day back at Clubland. So at clubs around the competition, you have a group come in, they do their training, they do their weights, they do their education, and then they clean the clubs down. And then another group of players comes in and replaces those. So staggered training groups outside of the club. Many prohibitive activities, including we've seen widely reported no golf, no fishing, no boating, no surfing, no picnics in the park. You can't have a meal at a friend's house. You can't do any volunteer or community work. I think it's particularly rough, my point of view, the golf for those clubs who will be in those quarantine environments in southeast Queensland, given they will be closed off to the public. So even though these players will be in golf resorts, as it were, they will be unable to play golf at this point. That may change. The AFL saying that could change, certainly in light of government regulations. But AFL at the moment, they're saying that will not be happening. No golf in those mini hubs. Players must not allow anyone in their house that doesn't live there. So if a player is in a share house with a bunch of flatmates, they cannot have visitors around when that player is away or interstate training or playing, rather, and certainly when they're home. So unless they live in the house, they cannot enter the house. And the players and staff can only leave home for a whole bunch of necessary items like going to the post office, petrol station, vet clinics, government bodies and agencies, care, compassionate reasons as well, of which there are many potentially, emergencies, of course, food shopping and the police station. Now, the AFL has described it in this document, a social licence, they're calling it, and they need that to gain the exemptions from government required to get the league back up and running, of course, in the midst of this coronavirus shutdown as well. And Gillon McLachlan telling the clubs that the purpose is to make sure they're just simply reducing the risks of COVID-19 transmission and spread in every way they can so that they can gain that government approval, of course, to engage in, well, really, activities that are otherwise prohibited, of course, aren't they? Like interstate travel, gathering in groups, and let's be honest, having physical contact. Football department capped at 25, as I say, for now. The quantity and personnel chosen in that 25 is to remain the same on game day when games resume on June 11. But clubs have been given some indication that they'll be able to change that as the season goes on. So if in that list of 24, or 25 if you include the COVID officer, they decide they've got, you know, one too many physios, not enough in the development, they can change that as well. 1300 736 736. Are these protocols fair on the players? Is this simply paying the price of admission? Is this necessary? Would you sign up for them if it allowed you to work, to go back to work? Would you be willing to make those sacrifices? Michael and Q off the speckle text, I'm just excited about not hearing the West Coast supporters boo after everything that happens at Optus Stadium. Michael from Q. No, that won't be happening anytime soon, Michael. We know that the Premier there, Mark McGowan, he wanted a hub in WA. Well, that won't be happening and there'll be no fans there, unfortunately. But hopefully West Coast, Fremantle, Port Adelaide, and Adelaide get their home games in the back end of the season.